Darling, just dive right in and follow my lead. Well, I found a girl, beautiful and sweet. I never knew you were someone waiting for me. 'Cause we were just kids when we fell in love, not knowing what it was. We were just kids when we fell in love, not knowing what it was. I wish I'd known back when I was a kid, 15 to 20, what I know now, you know. I would look at people when I was 15 to 20, make judgments about them based on appearance. I would do this with my mates at school. I would, you know, try and work out who was the most attractive girl we knew. And we knew very few girls because we went to an all-boys school. Or more often, the most attractive teacher. You know, that is, of course, the difficulty for teachers as opposed to some people who are had up for sex with minors. Teachers have to go to a place, if they go to a female teacher's or whatever, in an all-boys school, that's all the teachers are going to, a place where every day they have to face, certainly was the case in my school, 30 kids who, for some, most teachers, all 30 kids were desperate to have sex with them. When I was 15, the whole year wanted to have sex with a few of the teachers. Of course we did. Of course we did. We were 15, they were beautiful. 22-year-olds or whatever. We were out of reach. You know, apart from the one male teacher that was put into prison for having sex with some of my friends. And the one teacher I went on a date with when I was 17 or whatever. You know, it should be allowed. I'm 17. They're like 23, 25. That's a smaller age gap than my parents. Who cares? Who cares that she's a teacher and I'm a pupil? You know, how else am I going to meet someone at an old boys' school? Chill the fuck out. There's no corruption here. She's not marking my GCSE results. Let's just have sex, goddammit. Stop being so childish. I'm not a child, I'm 17, 18 nearly. Let me have sex with the teachers. You know, they were beautiful. They were beautiful, or at least we thought they were beautiful. It's funny, when we were comparing the girls, we knew the girls some of us were going out with. We were, I guess, far more critical of their looks when we were comparing the teachers, though. Oh my God, the teachers were perfect. They were supermodels in our eyes, even though, looking back, they were nothing of the sort. They didn't have model looks necessarily, but beauty and perfection truly is in the eyes of the beholder. You can choose to find someone beautiful. You can choose to find someone perfect. That's what I've come to learn in later life. So many people I meet now, it's like, you're beautiful. You know, basically, if you're not a cunt, you're beautiful to me. You're perfect in my eyes. I find pretty much everyone to be perfect looking. Because I am the son of God and I love all God's children apart from the cunts. That's how God works. Anyway, how ridiculous that I was a kid wasting my time rating teachers against each other. So this date with a teacher, I was like 17, 18. It was the early 90s. We went to a pub sitting outside in the courtyard. We started to talk about, you know, the kids finding teachers attractive. And it was cool that, you know, I was on a date with one of them. And then I kind of told her that we'd been rating the teachers against each other. In like a World Cup of perfection. And she said, then obviously, where did I get to in the World Cup of Perfection? And I was like, it doesn't matter. She said, yes, of course it matters. And I wouldn't tell her because I was just embarrassed by the whole thing. And then she was suddenly spooked. I was about to tell her. She was suddenly spooked by what I told her. She said, what you're doing is ridiculous, Nathan. And this is ridiculous. This right here is ridiculous. And she just made her get away. And I never talked to her again. This was right at the end of a year. And then she left, you know, the school. Ridiculous. Well, it wasn't ridiculous. For one reason. For one main reason. This was the early 90s, remember? And what we had invented right there was FaceMash, which was, of course, the precursor to Facebook. By walking out on me, she was basically walking out on Facebook like an arrogant and self-important Winklevoss. And secondly, and most importantly, I was embarrassed because that teacher was the winner of our silly little game. She was perfect. She was perfect to me. And I think about her often. And all I want to say is, Miss, you were, and I'm sure you still are, perfect. And if things had progressed, you'd have been a borderline paedophile. And that would not have been justified. Because, like virtually everyone else on the planet now, apart from the cunts, you are perfect to me. Baby, I'm dancing in the dark with you between my arms, barefoot on the grass, listening to our favorite song. When you said you were to miss, I whispered underneath my breath, but you heard it. Miss, you look perfect tonight.